Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander's Forge. My name is Andy Bentley, and the Commander's Forge is an area for me to talk about Magic, Commander, and anything else that helps me deal with my mental health, right? Now, today, I want to talk about Eldrazi. In particular, the Eldrazi pre-con, because, well, originally I was going to pick it up if the deck wasn't, you know, $100. So, instead, what I ended up doing was just buying the few new cards that I wanted, and then building it with the rest of the stuff that I had on hand. So, the cards I ended up buying were the Face Commander, which is Zoladok Void Gorger, Abstruse Archaic, Desecrate Reality, Flare of Loyalties, Darksteel Monolith, Rise of the Eldrazi, and Calamity of the Titans. But that got me thinking. If I'm doing this, how much different is the deck I'm building going to be from the pre-con? So I did a little compare and contrasting for you. So the pre-con comes with 11 Eldrazi and 1 Tribal Sorcery Eldrazi. My deck comes with 21 Eldrazi and the same Tribal Sorcery Eldrazi because it's a board wipe. The pre-con comes with 20 non-Eldrazi in the deck, whereas mine comes with 8 non-Eldrazi in the deck. The pre-con's breakdown of CMC's over 7, it comes with 15, whereas mine comes with 21. The pre-con includes 1 Eldrazi Titan, which is Kozilek the Great Distortion, whereas mine has all of the legal Eldrazi Titans. The only one that is not legal in our format is the original Emrakul, the Aeon's Torn. The pre-con comes with 10 non-ramp artifacts, where mine comes with 7 non-ramp artifacts. Theirs comes with 11 ramp artifacts plus 7 ramp creatures, which comes to a total of 18. And mine comes with 18 ramp artifacts and 3 ramp creatures, bringing it to a total of 21. The pre-con comes with 15 of the basic wastes, where mine comes with 19. Theirs comes with a total of 38 lands, with 4 lands that can make 2 mana regularly. And mine has 39 lands, with 5 lands that can make 2 mana regularly. So, clearly, I put a heavier emphasis on hitting my mana. Part of this is because if you look at our average mana values, the pre-con comes in at 4.61, where mine comes in almost a full point above at 5.48. And I took this one step farther, and I compared both decks side by side. So according to the program I used, it says that we have a 58% match between my deck and the precon. There are 40 cards in my deck that are not included in the precon, and these include cards like Conduit of Ruin, Deceiver of Form, Reality Smasher, and Thought Not Seer. There are 44 cards in the pre-con that are not in mine, including things like Ancient Stone Idol, Hangerback Walker, and Metalwork Colossus. Now, to take this one step further past just the pre-con and look at Commander Masters as a whole, Kozilek the Great Distortion is both included in the pre-con and in the main set, and Ulamog the Ceaseless Hunger is in the set. There is no Emrakul the Promised End, which is the legal one in our format, Kozilek Butcher of Truth, or Ulamog the Infinite Gyre. So, to me, I feel like the thing they should have done was put Ulamog and Kozilek, the newer ones, into the precon, and then included Emrakul the Promised End, Kozilek Butcher of Truth, and Ulamog the Infinite Gyre in the set itself. So I'm going to call that a little bit of a fail. And yeah, that's kind of it for this little compare and contrast. And actually, when I get back from the little break here I take in the middle, I am going to go over my version of the Eldrazi deck. So I will be right back. Hey, I just want to take a minute to tell you about my Patreon. I know times are hard for everybody, and I know it isn't easy to shuffle around bills and stuff, believe me, I know that. But if you would like to help support the podcast and me, you can find the links to my Patreon in my link tree, which is always put into the description of either the video or the audio, wherever you're listening to it. It would really mean the world to me. Honestly, I'm just struggling to make ends meet most weeks. But that's it. That's all. If you want to help, the links will be where you can find them. And we are back. Now, I did end up building the Eldrazi deck, but my version based mostly on what I have on hand. That said, I did buy some of the new cards, and some of the cards that I have to put in the deck were included in the precon as well. So, I do want to start with the new cards. Let's talk about Zilliduck Void Gorger. It's 5 and a colorless for a 7/4 Eldrazi. Colorless spells you cast from your hand with mana value 7 or greater have Cascade, Cascade. So I kind of took this and I ran with it. For one, it is the cheapest of the legendary Eldrazi at 6 mana. And originally it's what drew me towards the precon to begin with, because it just looks like it's going to be sweet. Now, one of the biggest differences is the quality of mana rocks that I'm using. For the most part, it's because I have a mana crypt and a mana vault. So, crypt is 0 artifact. At the beginning of your upkeep, flip a coin. If you lose the flip, it deals 3 damage to you, but it taps for 2 colorless. And mana vault is a single mana. You can tap it to add 3 colorless to your mana pool. It doesn't untap during your untap step. You can pay 4 to untap it, or it deals 1 damage to you. That's one of the biggest differences, but I also threw some, like, a Sword of the Animist in there. It's a 2 mana equipment, equips for 2, equip creature gets +1/+1. And when they attack, you can dig out a basic land. Quick note, because I just remembered this, Myriad Landscape does not work with Wastes, because Wastes do not have a basic land type, they are just basic lands. Just thought I'd get that in there before I forgot about it again. Now, going back into the new stuff, first up we have Abstruse Archaic, which is a 4 mana 3/4 avatar, so it is one of the few non-Eldrazi creatures we have in the deck. It has Vigilance, and then 1 tap and copy a target activated or triggered ability you control from a colorless source. You may choose new targets for the copy. This could be amazing, or it could just be good. But that said, it's fine, right? Next up in the creatures, we have the Flayer of Loyalties. Now, Flayer of Loyalties is 8 colorless colorless for a 10/10 Eldrazi. When you cast the spell, gain control of target creature until end of turn. Untap that creature. Until end of turn, it has base power and toughness 10/10, gains Trample, Annihilator 2, and Haste. And the Flayer also has Annihilator 2 and Trample. So, if you are familiar with the Eldrazi Conscription, which is an enchantment aura, you basically gain control of something, it gains Trample and Annihilator 2. So this is that on legs. And if you have ways to, like, bounce it and replay it, then, you know, you get to go ham, right? Now, the other new cards that I added are not creatures. The first one up is Desecrate Reality, which is 7 mana instant. For each opponent, exile up to 1 target permanent that player controls with an even mana value. And 0 is even in this case. And it has Adamant. If at least 3 colorless mana were spent to cast this spell, return a permanent card with an odd mana value from your graveyard to the battlefield. There is one card that I would love to pair this up with that I'm running that is not included in the actual precon, and that's Void Winnower, better known as You Can't Even. It's a 9-mana 11-9 Eldrazi. Your opponents can't cast spells with even converted mana costs, and your opponents can't block with creatures with even converted mana costs. Is it maybe a little win more? Maybe. I don't care. I still like it. Next up in the new stuff, we have Calamity of the Titans. It's 4 colorless for a sorcery. As an additional cost to cast the spell, reveal a colorless creature card from your hand. Exile each creature and planeswalker with mana value less than the revealed card's mana value. Now, I hear you saying, but Andy, all your creatures are huge. And I would say, yes, many of them are. But my favorite thing to pair this up with is a late game Burnished Heart. It's a Burnished Heart, 3 mana artifact creature, 2/2, and you can pay 3 sack it to get 2 basic lands. Just wipe the board of all the small stuff to get them out of the way, and then go to town. Next up in our new stuff, we have the Darksteel Monolith. 8 mana artifact, indestructible. Once per turn, you may pay 0 rather than pay the mana cost for a colorless spell you cast from your hand. So this is just a great way to cheat manas. That's all I gotta say about it. And finally, we have Rise of the Eldrazi. Not to be confused with the set Rise of the Eldrazi. It's 9 colorless for a sorcery. This spell can't be countered. Destroy target permanent. Target player draws 4 cards. Take an extra turn after this one. Exile Rise of the Eldrazi. So that gives you the original 3 Titans cast abilities. Ulamog's is destroy target permanent. Kozilek's is draw 4. And then the original Emrakul the Aeon's Torn is take an extra turn after this one. Yeah. Next up, let's just talk about some cards that I added that are not in the precon. And chief among these, I have Extraplanar Lens, which is a 3 mana artifact with imprint. When Extraplanar Lens comes into play, remove a land you control from the game, and whenever a land of the same name as the imprinted card is tapped for mana, you make 1 mana extra. So this is just a good way to double up on our wastes. Next up, we have Thought Not Seer. It's 3 and a colorless for a 4/4 Eldrazi. When it enters the battlefield, which is one of the very few enters the field and not cast abilities, target opponent reveals his or her hand. You choose an non-land card from it and exile that card. When it leaves the battlefield, target opponent draws a card. Next up, we have Conduit of Ruin. It's a 6 mana 5/5 Eldrazi. When you cast Conduit of Ruin, you may search your library for a colorless creature card with liquid mana cost 7 or greater. Reveal it, shuffle your library, put that card on top of it, and then the first creature spell you cast each turn costs 2 less to cast. Reality Smasher is 4 and a colorless for a 5/5 Eldrazi with Trample and Haste. When Reality Smasher becomes the target of a spell an opponent controls, counter that spell unless its controller discards a card. So this is before the days of Ward, but essentially this one has Ward, discard a card. Pathraiser of Ulamog is an 11 mana 9/9 Eldrazi with Annihilator 3. Pathraiser of Ulamog can't be blocked except by 3 or more creatures. It's just a big dumb Eldrazi that does big dumb stuff. Now, Helm of the Host gets a lot of flack for being like a big old combo card and all this jazz. I have it here because I like to turn Cascade, Cascade into Cascade, 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 and then into Cascade, 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 Cascade. I just want to put Helm of the Host on Zul'adok. That that's all I want. It's just a lot of cascading. But honestly, after like the third turn, when you're cascading six times, the game's probably going to end. Next up, we have the Wandering Archaic. I'm not even going to talk about the backside because they're only going to cast the front side. It's a 5-mana 4/4 avatar. It has, whenever an opponent casts a spell, they may pay 2 mana. If they do not, you may copy that spell. Just very helpful. Next up, we're going to talk about our big bad that's not an Eldrazi, and then we'll go into the remainder of the Eldrazi Titans that I just happen to have. So the big bad is Blightsteel Colossus. It's a 12-mana 11/11 golem with trample and infect, and indestructible. If it would be put into a graveyard from anywhere, reveal it and shuffle it into its owner's library instead. Yeah, big, dumb, not necessarily an Eldrazi, but where else do you put a big, dumb 12/12 11/11 with trample and infect, right? And then finally, we will move into the Titans that they were too scared to put into a precon. First up, we have Ulamog, the Ceaseless Hunger. 10 mana, 10/10 Eldrazi. When you cast it, exile 2 target permanents. It has indestructible, and when it attacks, defending player exiles the top 20 cards of his or her library. Ulamog, the Infinite Gyre, is 11 mana, 10/10. Eldrazi, you know. When you cast Ulamog, the Infinite Gyre, you destroy target permanent. It has Annihilator 4, indestructible, and when it's put into a graveyard from anywhere, its owner shuffles his or her graveyard into his or her library. Kozilek, Butcher of Truth, is a 10-mana 12/12 Eldrazi. When you cast Kozilek, Butcher of Truth, draw 4 cards. It has Annihilator 4, and when Kozilek is put into a graveyard from anywhere, its owner shuffles his or her graveyard into his or her library. And finally, we have Emrakul, the not banned one, also known as the Promised End. It's a 13 mana, 13/13 Eldrazi. Emrakul, the Promised End, costs 1 less to cast for each card type among cards in your graveyard. When you cast Emrakul, you gain control of target opponent during that player's next turn. After that turn, that player takes an extra turn. And it has flying, trample, and protection from instants. Yeah, that's basically it. But I do want to go over some of the lands that I included that are not in the precon. Alright, we're going to keep this relatively short. Strip Mine, taps for a colorless. Sacrifice Strip Mine, destroy target land. Command Beacon. Taps for a colorless, sacrifice command beacon, put your commander into your hand from the command zone. Fabled Passage. Land, tap, sacrifice Fabled Passage, search your library for a basic land card, put it onto the battlefield, tap, then shuffle. If you control 4 or more lands, untap that land. Drannith Ruins. Land, taps for colorless. You can pay 2 and tap it to put 2 +1/+1 counters on a target non-human creature that entered the battlefield this turn. Small spoiler, there are no humans in this deck. Mirror Pool. Land. Enters tapped. Taps for colorless. You can pay 2 and a colorless and tap this and sacrifice it to copy target instant or sorcery spell you control. You may choose new targets for the copy. Or you can pay 4 and a colorless, tap, and sack Mirror Pool to put a token onto the battlefield that's a copy of target creature you control. Now, the two lands that I think are the most egregious that are not included in the precon are A, Sanctum of Ugin, which is a land, taps for a colorless, and whenever you cast a colorless spell with converted mana cost 7 or greater, you may sacrifice Sanctum of Ugin. If you do, search your library for a colorless creature card, reveal it, put it into your hand, and then shuffle your library. And finally, we have the Eye of Ugin, the Eye of Eugene himself. It is a legendary land. Colorless Eldrazi spells you cast cost 2 less to cast. You can pay 7 and tap and search your library for a colorless creature card, reveal it, put it into your hand, and then shuffle your library. So, this is the Eldrazi land. It helps you get Eldrazi into your hand. It helps you cast your Eldrazi for less. And it was not included in the precon. And something we're probably going to talk about next week is another land that was egregiously missed for the Sliver precon. But that's kind of it for this week. I don't have anything else to tell you, so I will say bye-bye, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening. All of my links can be found in my link tree in the description below. I would like to thank Ian Foss and Cody Mulpey of the band The Crypt for allowing me to use music for my opening and ending, along with Nate and Erica Jacobs for making my original logo. And I would also like to thank Christina McNichol for creating my new logo. And I'll see you next time.